The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
For closing.
UMC Mortgage Company, Melville, New York. NMLS number 1330. NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
The following is an encore presentation of a program heard recently here on The Don Crow Show.
From the WAVA-FM Passport Auto Group Studios, it's The Don Crow Show on 105.1 FM, WAVA.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Passport Auto Group Stores. Whether you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, I highly recommend that you go to PassportAuto.com and find Passport's nearest dealership to where you live. And what a great selection to choose from. BMW, Infiniti, Nissan, Toyota, Mazda, Mini. And right now, Passport also has over 1,000 certified pre-owned vehicles you may want to consider as well. Again, find your nearest dealership at the website PassportAuto.com. Hey, how you doing, folks? Hello there. Welcome to another hour of The Don Crow Show, Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 each afternoon. We get together and talk about stuff going on. I call them matters that matter, issues of significance that you and I want to learn about. And the whole point is, though, you hear me say it often, get informed, then get involved. Find positive, life-affirming ways to make a difference. Now, speaking of getting informed and getting involved, if you're thinking about the possibility of working toward completing maybe an associate's or bachelor's degree, or perhaps working toward completing a master's or doctoral degree, then you do want to stay with us for the next half hour, because I'm very happy and honored to once again welcome two men of God, two scholars to our program to talk about these things. Dr. A. Michael Black and Stephen L. Taylor are here with me in studio. Dr. Black is the Dean and Site Director for Lancaster Bible College and Capital Seminary and Graduate School. And Stephen Taylor is the Director of Community Engagement and Enrollment at both of these outstanding Christian institutions. And they're here for just this brief visit to tell us about their work, but also about an open house coming up. So, Dr. Black and Stephen, it's an honor to have you here in the studios again. Welcome.
Well, thank you. Glad to be with you again, Don.
Let's talk first about the open house. Tell us what that's about. What will it offer? Who should come, and why should they be there?
Well, thanks again for having us, Don. Saturday, October the 12th, we'll be starting at 8:30 a.m., and we'll be able to wrap up at 10:30 a.m.
What will folks be able to experience when they come?
Yeah, good question. So we actually call it Experience LBC Capital. It gives everyone an opportunity to experience what it's like being a student at our campus here in Washington, D.C. They get a chance to see exactly what degree programs we have to offer, get a sense of how our professors interact on a day-to-day basis. The most important thing that we try to highlight is the relational nature of our campus, how in our cohort programs that each and every student has an opportunity to not only be in a relationship specifically with Christ, but to be in a relationship with one another and grow through their degree program in that way.
And would you say this is a good time for folks who maybe have been away from a college setting longer than they should be or wish they had been, and they're kind of intimidated by it?
Sure, and I think that's one of the things that we try to do through our cohort model is allow each person to see, regardless of where they are in their life stage, how well they're able to perform together in that cohort model. And so the open house gives them an opportunity to see exactly that.
Again, it's the 12th. What are the times again?
8:30 a.m. to 10:30.
So it's only a couple of hours out of the Saturday.
Exactly.
Still have your day left. Dr. Black, tell us more generally, how important is it to pursue higher education today, especially, and especially in a Christian context?
Well, I think it's important simply because if you look at the need and the economy that we live in, if you look at the world in which we live in, everyone needs to be skilled. Everyone needs to have some leverage, so that, if you will, it kind of helps the playing field become a little level. And so the higher education, and particularly a biblical higher education, provides individuals to have career preparation. So we realize that there are individuals who are looking for particular fields to operate in, to matriculate in, to serve in. And so we offer this opportunity to have career preparation. So beyond the biblical education, we also allow for individuals to prepare for business administration. We allow people to prepare for criminal justice through our online program. And so various ways that higher education prepares one for career preparation. But beyond career preparation, I think higher education allows persons to have personal development, the opportunity for individuals to better themselves in their communication, better themselves in the sense of accomplishment in life. And so I encourage people, as I've encouraged my children over the years, to make sure that you seek higher education. Along with that, I believe that higher education allows people to pursue their call or to pursue their passion. I remember growing up with a passion in life for accounting. And so it allowed me that opportunity to pursue that. At the same time, I realized there was a call on my life. And so Washington Bible College at the time, Capital Seminary, Eastern Baptist Theological Seminary have allowed me this opportunity to pursue my passion, to pursue my call. And so I believe that's a good reason or good reasons why persons should pursue higher education.
And as you're talking, I'm thinking of the fact that years ago, someone got in a particular line of work, they pretty much stayed in it the rest of their lives, whether it was a pipe fitter or whether it was a mechanic or whether it was a teacher or whatever. But that's no longer the case. The career turnovers it's a very fluid world now in that regard, isn't it?
It is. In fact, statistics show currently, Don, that the average career span is about 2 to 3 years before you actually transition to another opportunity. And so with, you know, all of the changes that are occurring in society, you know, we think back to the idea of at one point having more of an agrarian or agricultural society and then transitioning into the industrial society. Now we're in a knowledge society, and that brings about requirements for us to continue our education so that we're appropriately prepared. So as opposed to us being in the field working, or as opposed to us being in a shop building a trade, today it's requiring us to actually gain as much knowledge as possible to apply it in more of a service economy. And so that speaks to your point. And I think it highlights the idea of even what you had mentioned before of being informed in order to actually be involved.
And we'll come back to that. We're going to take a break, but we do want you to know about this opportunity on the 12th of October, Saturday the 12th, from 8:30 to 10:30 a.m., you can attend this and ask your questions beyond what we'll have time for here. But we're going to come back with a few more of those questions as well, so stay with us. And again, we're talking with Dr. A. Michael Black and also with Stephen Taylor, both with wonderful institutions, Lancaster Bible College, well-known, Capital Seminary and Graduate School, well-known in the area for many years. We have more. Stay with us.
If you've even thought about replacing your heating and AC system, now is the time. A-Action is offering our lowest prices of the year. Why? Because this is our slowest time of year. We have to keep our techs busy. That's why we're offering special pricing with zero interest. These are high-efficiency systems with great warranties. Call today to get your free estimate. 703-922-1900. 703-922-1900.
Message and data rates may apply.
Dear Bosley, when my dad lost his hair, it made him very sad. He doesn't like the way he looks. I heard you were very good at hair. Please give my dad his hair back. Love, Maddie.
Well, Maddie, today's a wish come true for your dad and every guy listening with hair loss, because Bosley's about to give them their real hair back permanently. They'll get a free information kit and a free gift card when they text GOOD to 85850. Guys, let Bosley show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee.
Thank you, Bosley.
Get your hair back today with America's number one hair restoration expert. Get a free information kit and a free gift card for $250 off by texting GOOD to 85850. That's G-O-O-D to 85850.
Are you looking to downsize your estate? Are you feeling a little overwhelmed with how much there is to do? I'm Christy Moore, founder of Local Expert Realty. Our proven easy downsizing program includes a done-for-you system to inexpensively refresh your property for top dollar and a move-out guarantee. Don't worry about owning two homes or worse, none at all. If you want to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5858. I will sell your house in 58 days or I'll buy it. Call now at 866-404-5858.
Certain conditions or exceptions may apply.
Listen to what another listener had to say about us.
Because she sold our first property and the first person who walked in the house.
Within a week.
Yeah, they bought the house, yeah, and that was the best thing ever. And Christy loved that house. The time she walked in, she knew. She knows her stuff.
If you want to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5858. 866-404-5858.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going to stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting RADIO to 350-350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text RADIO to 350-350. That's R-A-D-I-O to 350-350 to schedule your free consultation today.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Virginia Army National Guard. Aired by the Virginia Association of Broadcasters and this station.
We're talking about college and university and educational training in the best possible context, and that is a theologically strong and thoroughly committed Christian context. And, of course, we're referring to Lancaster Bible College and Capital Seminary and Graduate School. We're honored to have Dr. A. Michael Black here. He's the dean and site director. And Stephen Taylor is the director of community engagement and enrollment. And, again, I want to repeat that one of the reasons we wanted them to be here today was to tell you that upcoming is a no-charge, free opportunity in just a short while on Saturday, October 12th, to visit with them and to visit the campus and to learn more about how you might go on to get an associate's degree or a bachelor's or complete your master's or doctoral, all of that and more. They'll be happy to talk about with you 8:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. on Saturday, October 12th. And, gentlemen, I'm one of those who I remember the old location, but I haven't been to your new one. Where will the event be taking place on Saturday?
Sure. It's at our local campus in Greenbelt, Maryland. The specific address is 7852 Walker Drive. Again, that's Greenbelt, Maryland, 7852 Walker Drive.
Now, and there's no charge, we mentioned no charge, that, but there is a little bit of food or some refreshments, right?
Absolutely. Refreshments will be offered. Please come.
We were talking about that in the break, that we all like a chance to break a little bit of bread, and that may make it worth your getting out of bed Saturday morning on the 12th, right?
Exactly. It always helps.
Talk about the uniqueness of these universities. They have, and the college and university, they've had rich history, but a lot of folks may not know that. I know many of our listeners know about it. In fact, many of them probably are graduates. But what are some of the unique aspects of Lancaster Bible College and the seminary and graduate school?
Sure. So altogether, Lancaster has been around for just over 80 years, and 86 years specifically. And with that said, the I think more specific case of the transition with Washington Bible College Capital Seminary occurred in 2013. And so since then, we've had an ongoing presence here in this location. And as you mentioned, many of our local pastors are alumnus of the school itself. And prayerfully, many of our current listeners have had an opportunity to experience several of the different offerings that we have there on campus. So we do have a rich history locally.
Did you want to comment also?
Yeah, I think the uniqueness of us as well is that word that appears in the word Lancaster, the middle name being Bible. So it distinguishes us that we are striving to help students to think and to live a biblical worldview. And so that helps, I think, with that uniqueness. But I also think that one other uniqueness for us is that we are also preparing individuals to gain license to be able to practice counseling from a clinical point of view, mental health, if you will, point of view, to help individuals in our communities to be able to deal with the emotional stresses that they deal with, the mental challenges that they also have. So we have that kind of program as well, which I think gives us some uniqueness, particularly in this particular area.
Now, in that regard, you're well aware, I'm sure, of what's happening in this realm in terms of governmental restrictions that are now starting to be imposed both here in Virginia and in Maryland with certain bills regarding counselors. Do you help the students who may be training in those areas to understand what they may be up against in that regard?
We do. In fact, our program is designed to lead to licensure in D.C., Maryland, or Virginia. And so it's well-equipped to actually prepare them appropriately to navigate the legislative aspects mm-hmm. of the industry as well.
It may be a simple question, but is a Bible college degree really relevant anymore? Some folks might say, do they still give those?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. Yeah. I think in this day and age with the different challenges that we're seeing in society, I think overall a Bible-based education is extremely important. We deal with issues of ethics on a constant basis. And so even as Dr. Black mentioned, when we deal with some of the in-demand degree programs we have to offer, such as business administration, criminal justice, professional counseling, any of those aspects, even if it's not a major specific to biblical studies, we undergird that with enough credits focused on biblical studies that you are well-equipped from an ethical standpoint to walk into a workplace to deal with any of those issues that you would be confronted with, and also be equipped in a way that you, in a loving way, would be able to defend the gospel itself. And so I think that's extremely important in our current society.
As you're talking, I'm thinking of some of the things we've talked about on this show, and you're well aware, I'm sure, the cultural shifts, not only outside the church, but more disconcertingly, it seems to me, inside the evangelical community, there's major shifts on doctrinal issues and theological issues. So I would say if somebody says, well, I don't really have a reason to go get a degree of one sort or another in this regard, I think that would be a good reason to do so, just as a person who may remain as a lay person, not necessarily directly involved in ministry, but who now knows better how to combat the shifts of culture that are happening in the faith right now. I love Jude, who said it's time for the saints to earnestly contend for the body of faith that's once for all been given to them. So speak to that.
Sure. I think one of the things that is highlighted in that, Don, is the fact that we kind of associate the idea of biblical truth with leadership, because it appropriately prepares you so. And so when you talk about the idea of the cultural shifts and challenges that are not only outside of the church, but in many cases, the local church is challenged in that same way. We do a tremendous job at preparing leaders from a biblical perspective. And so it's a situation that in many cases you gain the authentic sense of pastoring, of what it is to actually shepherd. And so our insight, our effort is really toward you being able to work with individuals as well as groups to move them forward, not only in a discipleship model, but organizationally. And I think that's very complementary.
And do you also have among those what we would call, I don't even like the term, but lay people who don't have any intention of going into the ministry per se, unless God should call them, and sometimes that happens after the fact, I suppose, but people who just want to be better grounded as a person sitting in the pew each week, or maybe ministering in their local church in a ministry capacity as teacher or whatever?
That's a good question, Don. We do. About a year ago, we resurrected a program called Equip that was once in operation under the Washington Bible College and at the main campus under what was called Biblical Enrichment Institute. And so we resurrected that, and it's called Equip. And so we offer non-credited courses to those persons who want to go just a little bit deeper but not yet want to be in the credited program. We offer a program. We offer a track in Bible, a track in leadership, a track in Christian education. And we actually now also have one in Christian apologetics, helping one to understand how do I witness to Muslims? How can I articulate to Muslims how they need to know Christ? And so we have those four particular tracks running now. We probably have close to now about 70 students who attend on Monday nights at the present time.
Outstanding. What about folks who say, it's been a long time since I've been to college, but I do have some work that I've done in the past. It's probably been on the shelf too long now, but do you review those possibilities with them so they can perhaps recover some of those earlier credits that they've worked maybe in other legitimate institutions in?
We absolutely do. Our advisors would love to speak with them. Our undergraduate degree is actually geared specific to that. It's for adult learners who perhaps have had a gap in their education, and so we'll evaluate what they've done in the past to even include their employment, perhaps even volunteer work that they've done in the church, if we can formally consider that. So with all of that, we basically would be able to associate a certain amount of credits for what they've done in the past and allow that to, if you will, matriculate into the program.
How do the institutions stand in terms of accreditation and recognition of accreditation?
That's a great question. So we like to say we're fully accredited. And so by that I mean that we actually, along with our biblical accreditation, we hold an accreditation by Middle States, which is the regional accrediting body. It's the highest level of accreditation you can acquire. And so with that, you could transfer from our program once you had a degree at any level, undergraduate or graduate, and easily transition into another program anywhere from Howard to Harvard.
Wonderful. Now, last couple of minutes, we mentioned at the outset, part of our purpose is to encourage folks to attend a free open house on Saturday, the 12th of October, coming up in a couple of weekends, and it's at 8:30 to 10:30 a.m. There will be light refreshments there, but that's the time when I'm sure folks are coming to ask their questions that I haven't thought of. But what kind of questions do you get that maybe folks who are listening today won't be able to be there on that Saturday? But what kind of questions generally are you getting from people right now?
I think one of the main questions we often get is whether or not they think it's doable. In many cases, for the adult learner who may have had that gap, that's one of the things that they're looking for. And in many cases, they might not even clearly articulate that question, Don. But nevertheless, fortunately enough, we're able to fill it out in many cases. And with that, of course, bring them a level of assurance that it is doable. And by the grace of God, not only is it doable, that we have a history of individuals who've accomplished it.
So you have the answer for – go ahead.
I was going to say, I think along with what Stephen has said, that when we talk about being durable, we at this campus try to operate as community.
Yeah.
So – you get the support. You get the support of the advisors. You get the support of the dean. You get the support of the faculty. We also have what we call an ally center, which are tutors who come alongside of you. If you struggle with writing, you're struggling with maybe math, whatever it might be, we come alongside of you. And so I think I like to say we have a caring community, which helps that to become very durable, that you can achieve it. Many testimonies of individuals who have come through our school in the last 6 years who did not think that they could make it, but they actually made it through and walked across the stage.
So what you're saying in the vernacular is you really can teach old dogs new tricks, right?
We'll let you say it, Don.
And old, don't put the emphasis on old folks, or even dogs for that matter.
Right.
The metaphor stands. Right. It's a delight to have you both here, and we want to encourage folks to get out and take advantage of this free offer. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Once again, we've been talking with Dr. A. Michael Black. He's the Dean and Site Director for Lancaster Bible College and Capital Seminary and Graduate School, and Stephen Taylor, Director of Community Engagement and Enrollment at those institutions. And they invite you to this very special open house Saturday, October 12th, 8:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. Going to be held at their facilities at 7852 Walker Drive in Greenbelt, Maryland. And gentlemen, is there a website or a phone number for folks who may want to follow up?
There is. The website is simply lbc.edu, and the phone number 301-552-1400.
Say those one more time.
lbc.edu, 301-552-1400.
Thank you. Good to see you both.
Thank you so much.
Stay with us, folks. We'll be back with more. We'll be back with more here on the Don Crow Show in just a moment.
This is the entertainment answer. Why does actress Chloe Grace Moretz think kids are going to appreciate the new animated film, The Addams Family?
Kids will really enjoy their family in this movie because it is unlike any other story. There's nothing else you're going to see like it. So it's incredibly unique, it's incredibly authentic, and it's silly, but it's also got a lot of heart because it ultimately is about love and it is about supporting one another.
The Addams Family, rated PG. For this entertainment answer, I'm Matt Mungle.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask Home Advisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app.
There's a brand new worship experience in the DMV. Reed Temple's New Life Laurel. Come out and experience vibrant worship and dynamic preaching every week by our lead team, Reverend Omari Hughes and Reverend Shalita Fombi.
The Moab experience has dulled and diluted your discernment. It's left you bitter. You're becoming cynical and jaded. The resentment is reflected in your face. You used to come through the church doors, and you used to have an effervescent presence about you. But now when we look at you, oh, you're sullen and you're sad. You're mad. The stench and the scent of the Moab experience is starting to permeate and pollute your personality.
When you're serving, there's a lot on your plate. And what I cannot understand is why, with all that you have on your plate, you worried about what I got going on my plate. It just is fascinating to me that the same people who are tattletelling on Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego are the same people. If you bowing down like you're supposed to be bowing down, how you know I'm standing up?
Join us every Sunday at 10 a.m. and every Tuesday at 7 p.m. for teaching at the Laurel Beltsville Senior Activity Center, located at 7120 Conti Road, Laurel, Maryland. See you there.
Hi, my name is Ryan Bourne.
And I'm Danica Bourne.
And we're the owners of South Coast Tax.
We started our company 10 years ago in an effort to help our fellow Christians experiencing tax issues resolve their matters by taking a simple three-step approach.
South Coast Tax are Christian-based tax accountants and attorneys that specialize in releasing bank levies, wage garnishments, and filing complex tax returns. We are the leaders in acceptance of offers and compromise with awesome results. We're also a small firm who will treat you like family, not just a number.
Call us today at 1-800-TAX-1176 for a free consultation, and we'll take the time to explain all of the programs that you qualify for in order to allow you a fresh start.
Proverbs 15:22 says, plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors, they succeed. Call us today at 1-800-TAX-1176, and together, we can help achieve this goal by putting the IRS debt behind you for good. Again, that number is 1-800-TAX-1176.
Heavy delays I-95 northbound between 198 and the car rest area.
270 northbound jammed up between the spur and West Montgomery Avenue, where we have an accident blocking the left shoulder of the local lanes. Interloop delays are between the Dulles Toll Road and the 270 spur, and then stop and go across to New Hampshire Avenue. Outer loop delays between Eisenhower Avenue Connector and the Wilson Bridge. This report is sponsored by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on qualified candidates in an online dashboard. Get started at Indeed.com/hire. That's your traffic up to the minute on WAVA.
Partly to mostly cloudy today, low 50 to 55. A mixture of clouds and sunshine tomorrow, high 74. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night, low 52 to 57. For Friday, intervals of clouds and sunshine, a high of 73. Slightly warmer on Saturday with a mix of clouds and sun at a high up to near 75 degrees. With the AccuWeather forecast, this is meteorologist Bob Larson.
The Don Crow Show on WAVA. Hey, have you ever felt as though the prayers you've prayed are just way too small and inadequate for the needs and the problems you're facing and trying to deal with? Well, if you feel that way or ever have, you want to stay with me for a few minutes because I'm going to talk with Julia Sadler, author of the powerful new book, Pray Big Things, The Surprising Life God Has for You When You're Bold Enough to Ask. Now, Julia is a reality star of TLC's Rattled. She's a woman who, after suffering three miscarriages in 1 year, has, along with her husband Ryan, seen God do an incredible thing in the midst of all their heartbreak and their pain, and bless them with not just one or two children, but with triplets. And theirs is a story of faith and prayer and evangelism in the midst of that heartache. That's why she wrote the book, Pray Big Things. That's what it's all about. By the way, she's also a licensed and professional counselor and the girls' ministry director at the 13,000-member First Baptist Church of Dallas, Texas, regular conference speaker, host of the Julia Sadler Show. Julia, it's an honor to welcome you, especially because so often I've had the honor of welcoming your dad, Dr. Robert Jeffress, to this show. So I was looking forward to this chance to chat with you as well.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. I'm excited.
You start by talking about borrowed prayers. I love some of the thoughts that you're sharing. When did you realize that that's what you were doing, living on borrowed prayers? What do you mean by that? And how many of us probably are guilty of that?
Yes. So I did not set out to write a prayer book. I actually was contracted for some other books, but then had this happen in our life. And whenever I started looking at prayer and as someone who has been a Christian since she was four, I really just was trying to be as honest as I could in this book. And so I tell the readers, and people know this, you've heard me speak, but I just really thought prayer was kind of boring. I mean, I knew it was something I needed to do. I knew it was something I was supposed to do, but it wasn't something that I personally was super excited about until we just face this incredible time of challenge and also blessing in our life. And so whenever I sat down to write the book, just thinking about how for so long I had benefited, and I talk about in the book from other people's knee work, in quotations, and just as someone who has had parents who have prayed for her and church members that have prayed for me, but realizing there has to come a time in our life where we realize we're responsible for praying for our family, our future, and our faith. And so that's the idea behind borrowed prayers, is moving into that place of you being spiritually responsible for asking God for the things you want and the things you need.
When did it all start for you, when you started this idea of, I got to pray some big things? Was it with all these miscarriages?
No, it wasn't. So actually, 4 years ago, my husband Ryan and I, it was on New Year's Eve, and we felt the pressure to come up with New Year's resolutions, and we just both looked at each other, and we said, you know what? We want more. We want more out of our relationship with God. We want more in our faith. We want to see God do these things that he says he'll do in Scripture. And so we just decided, we didn't tell anyone. We just together sat down and made a list of 20 things we were going to pray until they happened or until God said no. and they were super specific. And so the only rule we made was we weren't going to be embarrassed to ask God for anything. And so it was just limitless. If we could have anything we wanted for our faith, for our family, for our future, what would we ask him? And so we agreed upon 20 prayers, and on that list were multiples, 3 children. I had a family member struggling with substance abuse, and so we put that on there. And whenever we started entering this incredible prayer journey, we didn't know we were also entering an incredible time of testing. And so once we started praying, we definitely saw God work, but then we started experiencing the miscarriages.
That is, I think, a very important point you just made quickly there, and that is when we pray, even the big prayers, or maybe especially the big ones, we may think it's all going to be clear sailing, but often that's when the adversity comes as a challenge to our faith to see if we're going to persevere.
Right, yes. And, you know, we overnight were just thrust into the subculture, Christians and non-Christians. It's 6.1 million American women who are struggling with infertility. And so, you know, even though, I mean, I just felt like God told us this, you know, this struggle surprised us, but it doesn't surprise him. And so we kept asking, show us why we're here. We know you have a plan, but we really did have incredible times of discouragement. And so to the point where the third miscarriage was while I was speaking at a women's conference on why God allows suffering. So it was just so unreal, but it was also impossible to miss that every loss we were experiencing coincided with a huge spiritual milestone. And so we really had the choice if we were going to give up or if we were going to believe that God is who he says he is. And so then we did, of course, get pregnant with the triplets, and we thought we were in the clear, but then ended up having some very scary moments there as well.
I'm talking with Julia Jeffers Sadler, a very gifted, multi-talented woman who is serving the Lord in a number of different ways. She's a reality star from TLC's Rattled and much more to her credit, but we're really focusing on her book, Pray Big Things, The Surprising Life God Has For You When You're Bold Enough to Ask. I've gotten a couple of copies already on Amazon. You can get them there or elsewhere. Share them with friends. Years ago, I heard a saying I've quoted often, Julia, never pray a prayer you're not willing to be at least part of the answer to. And you say
yes.
That when we pray about situations, there may be some action we need to take as well, right? Talk
mm-hmm.
about that.
Yes. So we, even though we were praying big prayers, we're praying for 3 children, we're praying for multiples, we did decide to go see a doctor, see a fertility doctor. And sometimes it's kind of a taboo topic for Christians. And that's a huge question that I get from a lot of Christian women is, well, how do you reconcile going and seeing a fertility doctor? And reconcile it with just the fact that we're not powerful enough to play God, because that's what people say a lot. They're like, well, isn't that playing God? Well, no, like, we don't have that ability. And so if you're talking about seeking wise counsel, to us, there is nothing pro-life or pro-anything good about continually losing babies and pregnancies. And so we did go see a doctor. But the book, Pray Big Things, isn't just our story. It also helps readers practically look at how can they reclaim those dreams they've had? How can they pray big? How can they really put into practice the promises and ask God for the promises that are in Scripture that he says are for us? It's based on James 4:2, you have not because you ask not. And of course, more goes into it than that, but this book looks very, very realistically at what do you do whenever God says no? What do you do whenever you're anxious? What do you do whenever you don't feel like praying big after continually hitting roadblocks? And so while it is our story, it also is just about the miracle God wants to do in everyone's life.
You also say in the book, dreaming is good, working is godly, but while working to get the mountaintop of whatever we have decided is our ultimate goal, we must be able to live in the valley of waiting. We must celebrate
Absolutely.
Right where we are. Elaborate on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so when we found out we're pregnant with the triplets, we just thought, oh, okay, what a great story. Like, we're in the home run, like we're doing, you know. And then at 22 weeks, we ended up, actually, I went into preterm labor, and the neonatologist comes in and says, hey, I'm so sorry, but the babies are going to be born blind, deaf, with brain bleeds, or not survive at all. And if they're born right now, and I heard in my spirit, God just saying no, like that is not what's going to happen. But that began 49 days of hospital bed rest and staring out a window, not knowing what the future held. And so I begged God to show me why I was there. Again, that I knew it didn't surprise him, but I needed to find purpose. And so that is something that's in Pray Big Things, the book, is just how can we find our purpose even in seasons that we wouldn't have chosen, and struggles we wouldn't have chosen, because God does have a reason we're there. And so for me, I had lots of people I was able to minister to in the hospital, which was an incredible opportunity I wouldn't have had if we had not been in such a dire situation. But yeah, we pray big while figuring out, what does God have for me today in this situation, in infertility, in singleness, in high school, in a job that I don't necessarily want to be in? And so that's a big part of the book.
Final question. There are many more we could ask, but for sake of time, how has this new concept of praying big affected your marriage to Ryan and with each other?
Yes. So infertility is something that therapists say is one of the hardest things on marriage. And after, you know, we met in junior high, we've been together for a long time. But the idea of just praying big and the practice, more than the idea, the practice of praying big is a way to open your heart to God while also opening your heart to your spouse. And so no matter the struggle, no matter the situation, you can stay close to God and to your spouse by praying big things together.
Great to talk with you about it. It's a good book, encouraging and challenging. Thank you for sharing it with us and writing it and talking about it.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Julia Sadler, and the book is called Pray Big Things, The Surprising Life God Has for You When You're Bold Enough to Ask. And you can get a copy, of course, at your usual sources.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Stocks notched a solid rebound today. The Dow Industrials recouped 182 points. The NASDAQ Composite rose 80, and the S&P 500 gained 26. In an effort to help it pay down debt, AT&T has decided to sell its wireless and wireline operations in Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands to Liberty Latin America. It's a cash deal valued at $1.95 billion and includes network assets, including spectrum, as well as real estate and leases, and 1.1 million wireless subscribers and contracts. In reaction to the news, Liberty Latin America shares jumped 3.25% today. Despite the wealth of negative attention to vaping in recent months, sales of e-cigarettes remain strong. Citing evidence from Cowen & Company, Barron's reports that e-cigarette sales trends continue to support robust category growth. A Cowen analyst says that while consumers are no doubt aware of the headlines about potential links between vaping and serious health issues, consumer behavior hasn't yet been affected much. That's Your Money Now.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road-tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through October 31st. Come in today and enjoy a credit of up to $1,500 towards your first two payments through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on credit towards your first 2 months' payment and certified pre-owned warranties.
So, I heard about this thing called FOMO. FOMO, explained to me by someone much cooler than me, stands for fear of missing out. And apparently this social media thing gives us FOMO anxiety at times, when we see what others have going on and we fear not being included. So, when I heard about this FOMO phenomenon, it hit me. Our faith and family mortgage team has been giving people FOMO for years, and we didn't even know it. For years I've heard, goodness gracious, I wish I knew what a direct lender was when I got my mortgage. I feel like I missed something big. And in reality, we do believe our direct lender advantage is a big deal for WAVA listeners. We get to use our own money and make our own decisions within our own walls. An advantage that often allows us to get you a better rate and save you monthly and lifelong money. So for those of you who are thinking of buying new, don't risk FOMO. See if our direct lender advantage can help you. We are United Faith Mortgage.
UMC Mortgage Company, Melville, New York. NMLS number 1330. NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
Rich Lee here to talk about my friends at I Hate Knee Pain. They help me get rid of my knee pain. So if you're tired of your daily aching knees, you need to visit I Hate Knee Pain in Rockville. They offer a breakthrough program without risky surgery or harmful drugs. A unique approach with hundreds of raving fans like me. It's FDA approved. Covered by Medicare and most major medical insurances. Call 301-679-7900. That's 301-679-7900. Or go to IHateKneePain.com.
The Don Kroah Show is brought to you in part by Cornerstone First Financial. Call Mark Livingstone and the team at Cornerstone First Financial at 202-625-1221 or visit them on the web at cornerstonefirst.com. And as we, move into the end of this hour, I want to give you an update on where we are in our exciting campaign with the Bible League. And I really use those words advisedly, folks. I think it's an incredible, exciting thing to be able to share the most powerful force in the world, and that is the Word of God. Now, I know the cynics, the unbelievers, and whatever would argue that, but you and I know that there's no power greater than the living Word of God. And it has changed nations and will continue to do so. And in fact, it's the book above all others that tells us several things. It tells us what's going on now. A biblically informed person really ought to be able to understand not everything, but a lot of what's going on, even in this present culture in which we find ourselves now. Because all of this that we're seeing in one form or another has been predicted centuries ago and throughout Scripture by the prophets of old, by the Lord Jesus himself, by the apostles, and we could spend a couple of hours just talking on that alone. But the point I want to make is that when we share the Word of God, it's a totally nonpartisan, nonpolitical force that reaches into human hearts and changes people's thinking, but more than that, changes their heart. We can't have a renewed mind until we first have a renewed heart. Our heart is, as Jeremiah said, it's evil. It's wicked above all things, desperately wicked. And who can know what the depths of that wickedness is? Well, we're seeing it manifest in our streets and cities and in the halls of various places of the world, including our own. And that's why I think several things are important. One is that we pray for men and women who are serving God in our government and military and elsewhere, who are holding up the standard of righteousness, and we pray that God will strengthen them, and also that the power of the gospel will come into other lives as well in all of these venues, and that, in fact, Jesus Christ truly will become Lord in so many lives. The Bible League is helping us, or we're helping the Bible League do that in various countries of the world right now. And as we've been telling you, our goal is nearly 7,000 copies of God's Word that we want to put in the hands of the Bible League so they, in turn, can stand with the suffering church especially. That's our focus in this campaign. Stand with them. Bibles for the Persecuted Church. And you've been doing that. So far, you've given nearly 1,200 Bibles, 1,196 to be exact right now. And that leaves us a goal to go of another 5,524 Bibles to reach our goal of just a bit under a 7,000 mark. And anything you can do, we encourage you to continue doing it. Now, I will tell you also that there is still a double match on for a very limited time. In the case of the Bible League, they will tell us when that match has been met. I don't know what the size of theirs is. It's usually considerable, but at some point the Bible League will send me a note and say, you can't promote the match anymore at the national level because it's all been fulfilled. However, that's not the case right now. So your gift of any amount is going to be doubled once when you do that. And then there's still $2,020 remaining of the very generous $8,000 matching fund gift from the Passport Auto Group stores. So $1,000 has been matched, a little over $2,000 waiting to double your gift. So that's the case in, you give $50, it turns out being $150, or you give $300, it becomes $900, as long as those matching funds are out there. So right now is perfect time to make the call as we go to the top of the hour break. When we come back, I have some thank yous I want to send along to so many of you who've called in and gone online and made a difference already. Again, $5 buys one Bible, $50, of course, buys 10, $100 buys 20, et cetera, et cetera. And every gift that you're giving right now at this moment is going to be doubled twice, once at the national level and again with these remaining Passport Auto Group store funds. Now, if somebody wants to call in and give $2,000, that wouldn't offend us at all, and it would quickly double that, take advantage of that $2,000 remaining. But how are we get it done? Let's get it done together. What do you say? Here's a number, 1-800-937-9673. 800-937-9673, online at our website, wava.com.
I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group and timeshare cancellation advocate. I was sued by the largest timeshare company in federal court for simply helping people cancel their timeshare that they had been lied to about. The jury sized me up and came back with a verdict after only 20 minutes. And yes, I won.
My husband and I are more than grateful to everyone at Wesley Financial Group. You know, thanks to Chuck and his team, we feel as though a weight has been lifted and we can move on without the worry of a troublesome timeshare.
Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, it's my mission to get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Want to learn more about getting rid of your troublesome timeshare? Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation. Call 800-691-9999. That's 800-691-9999. 800-691-9999.
Message and data rates may apply.
Dear Bosley, when my dad lost his hair, it made him very sad. He doesn't like the way he looks. I heard you were very good at hair. Please give my dad his hair back. Love, Maddie.
Well, Maddie, today's a wish come true for your dad and every guy listening with hair loss. Because Bosley's about to give them their real hair back permanently. They'll get a free information kit and a free gift card when they text GOOD to 85850. Guys, let Bosley show you, for free, how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee.
Thank you, Bosley.
Get your hair back today with America's number one hair restoration expert. Get a free information kit and a free gift card for $250 off by texting GOOD to 85850. That's G-O-O-D to 85850.
With the tariffs and trade wars monopolizing the headlines, one bit of news that's been kept low on the radar is the dramatic drop in mortgage interest rates. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and as investors flock to the security of bonds, interest rates have been driven lower and lower, all to your benefit. So whether you're buying a house or refinancing, you've got to act right now while the market's still on your side. Home appreciation's up, rates are low, and with Cornerstone's guarantee to meet or beat any competitor on this very station, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to eliminate your PMI, consolidate debt, do home improvement, or take cash out for any reason. Sooner or later, the inflationary pressure will push these rates back up to realistic levels. Call Cornerstone First Financial now at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or visit cornerstonefirst.com.
Some restrictions apply. NMLS ID 1832265, consumeraccess.org.
Hi, I'm Todd Nettleton, and this is the Voice of the Martyrs Radio. On June 13th, following an imam's fiery message a mob of radical Muslims attacked two churches in the third largest city in Niger. The protesters burned the Life of the Full Christian Church and Assemblies of God Church and the pastor's car. The imam had denounced a new bill on the exercise of worship, claiming it was anti-Islamic. He later admitted he misunderstood what the bill represented. In total, police arrested 178 rioters following the attacks. A VOM contact said many of the Christians in Niger are afraid, so pray they will have courage to stand in the face of adversity.
I will not let my brothers and sisters suffer in silence.
Nor will I let them serve alone.
To join me in prayer for persecuted Christians,
go to vomradio.net.
Drain cleaning, garbage disposals, water heaters, all plumbing repairs. That's aactionhomeservices.com, 703-922-1900.
Listen to your favorite Christian programs anytime on the OnePlace app. Download and listen offline. Stream to your car or automated home device. Download OnePlace at Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM, WAVA-FM, and HD1, Arlington. Life changing.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.